Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
You call us hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shot.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert.
JPP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity. I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling.
If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan.
You got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Side pieces.
Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome to BSS Carolina's on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. I am your host, Rocky. Joining me today is BBB, Beautiful Big Shot.
What's up?
The Hornet 3 team. And we got Jeffrey in the room today.
Yeah, what's going on,
what's
man?
What's up, man? Host of Roar 3 Breakdown Edition, which we do on Monday nights at 6:30. And don't forget, we're sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with the Attitude Broadcasting Company. And the new ABC. I'm gonna keep saying
it. I
thought I was going to stop.
I thought y'all got a cease and desist order.
I thought we
that.
Did.
I probably did. I balled it up and maybe
you
burned
did
it.
Trash. All right.
Yeah.
We'll get
you. Walt Disney.
Come and get me.
And, of course, we're on Periscope today. During the show today, you got any questions, comments. If you think Big Shot is just absolutely crazy saying that Charlotte has a big three, please let us know. You know.
The Hornets fans agree with me.
What? I hear crickets.
I agree with you.
A big
three?
See,
there it is.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Come on, you're laughing out the side of your mouth. You know they had no big three.
That is a big three.
There's only two teams that have a big three this year.
I don't know. The Clippers with Chris Paul, DeAndre Jordan, and Blake Griffin, I'll take that.
Is it truly a big three?
San Antonio, Paul Gasol, LaMarcus Aldridge, Kawhi Leonard.
So that's a big four.
It's three.
Well, it's three if you add Ginobili and Parker
the
together.
Let's not forget about Ginobili and Parker. Parker's still in the top-level guard.
80-year-old playing?
Hey, yeah.
Parker
can
hoop. Still get it.
They can hoop.
No, Parker can get it. Ginobili's done, man.
He should have went out the door with
Ginobili's
Duncan.
Not. He should have went 2 years ago. Anyway, we got a great show today. We got all of the early NFL games this weekend, including tonight's Thursday night game, Dolphins at Bengals. But first, I want to know, let's do top three and bottom three teams of the NFL right now. Let's start with the bottom three. Who you got, Big Shot?
You want all three or you just want one?
Give us. We can do one at a time.
Whatever you
we'll
want.
We'll go around the table. Or
well, you know who's the bottom feet of the straight doo-doo stain on the tidy whities. The Browns.
Cody Kessler? Hey, he looked good last week.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Looked all right against the Dolphins.
They still lost, didn't they?
I don't have Browns dead last, but I got the Browns in there.
Who you got dead last? The Bears?
No, the New Orleans Saints.
Woo.
New Orleans better than Cleveland. If they played, New Orleans would spank Cleveland.
I don't know about that, man.
But I got the Bears in my bottom feeder trash bag heap as well.
Don't forget, we have 4-0-3 teams, not just three. We got four. I'm going to say the bottom has got to be the Browns, dude. There's no hope. And there is one hope, Terrell Pryor, now. One little hope. At least New Orleans can put up points.
So you actually have the Browns ahead of the Bears.
Wow, okay.
Why?
Because I actually like the Browns' defense.
So who's your next team then?
For
bottom three. Y'all two, go
Bears
ahead.
For me.
Bears?
I got the Bears in there today.
I'm going to say Bears, man. All their injuries is insane. You know, defensively, offensively, It's just, and they lost Langford this week. But that might be a good thing because now Howard looks like a real deal running back. So we'll see. Who's the last team in your bottom three?
I mean, there's so many bad teams, but we'll take the 49ers because Blaine Gabbert sucks.
I don't think the 49ers.
You got Jacksonville or Tennessee there?
No, I've got the Browns as my third worst best team. Best worst team. That's hard to say.
the best worst team.
Wow, so you're actually putting the Niners above the Jaguars, or are you putting them below them? They got a win, though, and they look good against your Panthers a little bit, for a little bit. I'm going to say the Saints, dude. That defense. You know, you thought getting rid of Rob Ryan, they would look better. No, that defense is worse, it seems.
Because they have all their money tied up in the offense, in the quarterback.
Take that back. I will tell you the biggest waste of money they ever did was Bird at safety.
Jarrett Bird
has been getting killed. I don't know what happened to Jarrett Bird because since he left Buffalo, he was one of the best safeties in the league. He went to New Orleans, and he's going downhill.
Sometimes it's the system, man. Sometimes, you know.
You watch him play against the Falcons Monday. He was getting demolished, running at him.
It happen all the time in the league. Nnamdi Asamoah, Deion Branch, yep. Alvin Harper. Sometimes it's just where you're at that makes you good.
Darrell Revis, when he went to Tampa.
Tampa, he was awful.
True. Who's your top? Go your first top three, number three team.
Number three.
I've got the Denver Broncos as number three.
Simmons looking good.
Yeah. Four touchdowns, good. No picks against a really, really talented Cincinnati team. I don't know, man. That defense is still legit. I thought the defense was going to fall off. They lost a lot of talent, but nope.
I got Minnesota at number three right now. Sam Bradford looks like he's starting to find a little rhythm out there. Looking confident in their defense. Let's see what their defense does.
I'm going to go Minnesota. That defense is just unreal. I think it's better than the Broncos' defense right now. It's playing that good.
And that's why I have the Vikings at the second best team in football. That defense is crazy. And you're right. Even without Adrian Peterson, I still think they're almost better.
Because you can spread the ball around.
Yeah.
You don't
have to go, okay, we have to get Adrian Peterson 20 touches today.
But you need to give Jarrett McKinnon the ball 15, 20 times a game. Asiata.
He's
give
okay.
It McKinnon.
I'm okay with him. He's more the power guy.
Asiata's
more the power guy. Right, McKinnon's more the speed guy. And
more,
I'm okay with that.
No, I mean, I think they take so many reps away from McKinnon that hurts him. Have Asiata more the red zone and different things.
I like where they're going with their offense. They're rediscovering Kyle Rudolph, who, when he is right, is a top-level tight end. Stephon Diggs is starting to show he can be a Pro Bowl receiver. Can they make Cordero Patterson or Charles Johnson or Laquan Treadwell or one of these other three people that they thought were going to be good?
If one of them
come
can
alive,
step up, watch out.
Watch out for Minnesota.
Yep.
My number two team is the Denver Broncos. The only reason they're number two is because of the coaching difference between the first team and the Denver Broncos. But the Broncos defense is legit. Their defense can carry them to another Super Bowl as long as Simeon don't give up the GOAT by having an atrocious game with three or four turnovers.
Mm-hmm. I so badly want to put the Rams right here because they're 2-1.
Go right
the
ahead.
The Rams are 2-1.
Go right ahead.
The Ravens are 3-0.
The Rams, I know, but the Rams are 2-1. The Cardinals are 1-2. It's crazy. No, I'm not going to put them number two. Number two is the Broncos, hands down. The defense, and now they got a quarterback and throw the ball.
Let me ask you a question, though. So I had the Vikings at two. Y'all had them at three. Yep. I had Broncos at three. Y'all had them at two. If they played this weekend, who would you pick? Because I would pick the Vikings.
I would pick the Broncos.
It depended on where they were at. But I would probably pick the Broncos because the outside weapons.
Trevor has looked better than Bradford. All right. And now I know Bradford played a tough Carolina defense and didn't do great and that good at all in the first
half.
He's
beaten the Panthers and the Packers.
Back-to-back weeks.
I know. That's nice. The offense is not like – Sinman scored four touchdowns last week against a good Bengals defense.
Okay. In Cincinnati.
All right, in Cincinnati. That's my point. Bradford's not going out and lightening up like Carson Wentz or anything. But
no, we're talking about great teams, though.
Right,
we're not
right,
talking about slouches.
And then if you look at it, when the pass rush is coming, do you trust Simeon to be able to avoid the pass rush, or do you trust Sam Bradford to be able to avoid the pass rush?
See, I trust Sam Bradford to throw the ball away, whereas I worry about Simeon trying to do too much.
Turnovers has been an issue in his first two games, but you got to remember the defenses he was playing.
Yep. And he had a couple unfortunate things, a couple balls tipped up that got intercepted.
And like you said, the reason I got Denver number two is because look at his weapons compared to Minnesota. Diggs is good. Rudolph is good, but not like Thomas and
Sanders. Then C.J. Anderson in the backfield.
I'll give you that.
And if AP was there, I think it might be a different story.
They could be 2-2A, but number one is obviously the New England Patriots.
Absolutely.
That's not who I have at number one.
You don't have
I got the Philadelphia Eagles. No, I got the New England Patriots.
But we can give the Eagles an honorable mention because they are in my top five.
Don't clap your hands.
Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz.
I'm right. on
North
the Wentz
Dakota
train.
State, man.
Get off the bandwagon.
Nope,
Jesus.
I'm on it.
We're
right,
on it.
Listen.
Done jumped on riding that thing.
I really hate you guys today. I'm disappointed. I'm not putting the Eagles in top three yet. No.
Not top three. Top five.
I'll put them number five right now. I ain't putting them above.
Give them a little love.
I'll give them a little bit of love. I ain't giving them the top three spot, even if they go undefeated, which they won't. Listen. Patriots, hands down, man. The way they beat people, embarrassing Arizona, embarrassing Houston last week. I mean, shutting them out without a starting quarterback.
Houston showed up with their new G5 jet on the Clearport and
fell in their face.
Fell in their face.
But New England, man, defensively, offensively, running the ball, doing whatever they want to do from week to week.
This is the funny thing. It really won't surprise me, though, if they lose to Buffalo this week.
It won't.
Yeah,
it won't.
It just if they lose to Buffalo, and I still won't care. I'll be like, you're still the best team in football.
No, because they will be.
And they have every reason to lose to Buffalo. They don't even know who their starting quarterback is. They probably know, but they're not sure.
Think about it. Just think about this, all right? They went 3-1. I'm going to say they go 3-1. Without Tom Brady.
And without Rob Gronkowski.
Without Tom Brady. And Gronkowski.
Do you think the Patriots.
And offensive line. And the running back.
After trading Chandler Jones.
Do you think that they're on a course for like a 17 and 18, 19 and 0 season?
No, they're not going
to. They have to play Denver.
No, I think they can beat Denver.
They don't play Denver this year. Unless
they
go to the Patriots.
No, they do.
Oh, they do?
They do. It's later in the season.
Okay.
They usually. Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, they always mash it up.
Peyton Manning ain't there.
But it happens.
But I'm telling you, what New England is on that. I'm telling you, Tom Brady is going to come back. And though I wouldn't be surprised he get 40 touchdowns in
I don't know. I mean,
four games. Yeah. In 12 games. I wouldn't be surprised.
They have some tough games ahead.
And the thing about Denver is New England does the one thing that's hard for Denver to stop. Tom Brady's going to go 1-2. Julian Edelman over the middle. Over the middle, over the middle, over the middle.
And a lot of short passes.
Up. You're forgetting they added a weapon this season in Chris Hogan. All right? Hogan, you know.
Martellus Bennett?
The three. Okay,
that's
there you go.
That's the one right
they got,
there.
Well, no, they got three of the best white wide receivers in the NFL. I mean, honestly,
think
about it.
They got all the white
they
wide
do.
Receivers.
I've never seen
Decker.
A team full of
yeah,
white
Decker's
wide receivers.
The only one.
Yeah, I mean, who else
and
you
Cole
got?
And Cole Beasley.
Cole Beasley. Yeah, he's good. He's playing good, but still. Well, he should be playing good. He's getting 10 passes a game, so he should be doing pretty
PPR stud.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
He's doing great there.
That's right, what the white wide receivers do, man. They get them receptions, 8, 9, 10.
They get them concussions.
They going over the middle, though. They got so much heart, man. Every time you see a white wide receiver, it's a small white wide receiver going over the middle, getting decapitated. But they going over the middle. These big, physical, diva wide receivers. No, man, ain't going over the middle.
I'm going to just burn everybody on the outside.
I'm
going to
run that sideline. Man.
Brandon Marshall will do it now. He goes.
Now, Brandon Marshall is a G. That's why he's been in the league as long as
he has. Well, Brandon Marshall, he changes his mind because he's like bipolar. So sometimes he'll be like, I'm going over the middle. Nah, not today.
Not today.
Yeah, and Dallas won't.
Deshaun Jackson will never go over the middle.
Dez will go across the middle, but they don't put him in the spot to do it. So,
Because he gets injured all the time.
He does not get injured when he goes across the moon. You're crazy. All right, let's go to – there's your top three, bottom three. We'll do that every week for the rest of the season. Start and sit them. Tell me a quarterback to start this week. Give me one quarterback.
Kirk Cousins. But they're playing Cleveland. And he looked good against the Giants, who actually have a pretty good defense last week. So now you're going up against the Browns. Should be time to light them up.
If you have them, the Red Rifle tonight against Miami, they give up a crap load of yards. Maybe he gets a couple touchdowns with it.
I've got one guy you better start quarterback this week, and that would be Phillip Rivers. He's at home against the Saints.
Ooh.
Oh, yes. You need to play him every day this week. I'm telling you.
That's Phillip a good Rivers. One.
Who are you sitting at quarterback this week?
Jameis Winston.
The Broncos?
Yeah. And you saw what the Cardinals did to Jameis Winston, and that defense is nowhere close to the Denver defense.
I'm going to say Alex Smith. If you got him, I would not play him this week because they're playing the Steelers on the road Sunday night, and I'm telling you, the Steelers are going to put it on the Chiefs.
Case Keenum, because why would you be starting Case Keenum anyway?
If you got Case Keenum,
that's what I was saying to both of y'all. I was like, why would you start them either way? Like, I wouldn't start either one of them.
All right, well, give us somebody really.
Marcus Mariota in Houston.
Yeah.
What is going on with Mariota, man? We see nothing out
this
Mariota.
Is the problem with the kids that come into the league that weren't in pro-style offenses or even calling plays. You don't look at the sideline, see three signals, and call a play. And then, you know, the talent is spread out equally through the league. So as the quarterback position, you got to be able to recognize the defense, read the defense, know what to do with the football. It ain't, I can beat you on athletic talent anymore. It doesn't work for anybody.
Going back to a quarterback, I really wouldn't start. It's Tyrod Taylor. He's playing the Patriots on the road.
Oh, yeah, no.
Because a lot of people got him.
No, Tyrod Taylor is a good start.
He
a lot of weeks.
I wouldn't start him this week.
What was his averages last year against the Patriots? I feel like, that game in November, he didn't do so hot.
The way that the Patriots had played this season, though.
No, yeah,
I'm saying Brock Osweiler did nothing last week. What about running back?
Start him?
Yeah.
Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, yeah.
Le'Veon Bell's going to – he's going to make up for the
first three
games.
I mean, he's
going to
get the touches, so.
Yeah.
Exactly. I would say Isaiah Crowell against Washington. They don't stop the run at all.
I would say Jordan Howard against the Lions. I think he's going to get the ball a lot.
He will.
This week. So, I'm going to go with him because they got two running backs out. And they signed a running back.
They signed Joyke Bell.
Yep. So – That might be another one. Sorry. What about sit? What's the running back you sitting?
Matt Forte.
Matt Forte? I am sitting.
Matt Forte has to play Seattle.
I do have Matt Forte. I'm not sitting him, though, because he'll get pass catches out of the backfield.
For me, it's David Johnson. The Rams are 2-1. And they do have a great defensive line and a good linebacking core. Their defense is what they stand on. So I look at – actually, I'm going to go ahead and put this out there. The Rams beating the Cardinals are my upset pick of the week.
Nice.
They're going to get to Carson Palmer, rattle him again. They're going to get behind, and then they're not going to be able to run the ball. So David Johnson, if you have David Johnson, you should probably play him because he's one of the best in the league. But – I would sit him if you've got another talented running back.
If.
Which is only like six in the league.
I'm going to say DeMarco Murray. Watch that one. DeMarco Murray against the Texans. I know they ain't got J.J. Watt, but you're playing in Houston, and they'll probably have to pass the ball a lot to beat Houston. So I'm going to go with him. What about wide receiver?
Oh, for me, Julio Jones is your stardom because he's probably going to line up against Bradbury, the rookie, and he's going to show the rookie a classic welcome to the NFL kid, and he's just going to smoke him. So I would say Julio Jones, top play.
I would say Mike Evans, but if he's your number one guy, you have to put him out there. But unfortunately, you know, they play the Broncos.
I'm going to say I got the number one quarterback going, Phillip Rivers. I'm going with the wide receiver he's going to throw it to, Travis Benjamin, because he's going to have a huge game against the Saints.
Now, who you should go with, DeSean Jackson? any wide receiver that's playing for Washington this weekend? Somebody's going to have a good game.
All right. Are we doing sit him?
Yeah. For wide receiver, right. He did a sit him already.
I'm going to tell you, and y'all are going to look at me like I'm crazy. Odell Beckham Jr. Do not play Odell Beckham Jr. With the craziness that's been going on and people being able to get in his head and the way Minnesota's defense is going, they're going to figure out a way to shut him down like they did Kelvin Benjamin last week. I'm not saying he's not going to catch a ball. I'm saying don't expect 110 yards and a touchdown. It's not going to happen.
And the Giants have more weapons this year than they've had in the past few seasons.
Well, Carolina didn't help either. They're only throwing him the ball once the whole
game. Well,
you got to throw the guy the ball. Give him some opportunities. That's a good one. I'm going to go with who was I getting ready to pick? I'm going to go with Dez Bryant because I don't know what's going on with Dez right now. He's got
he's
a hairline fracture.
He's out.
He's out
it
now.
Broke right before this show started. I was going to tell you. He's
Well,
out.
There you go. Yeah, automatically, you ain't going to play him. Don't play Tavon Austin. If you got him, don't play him. Let's play in the Cardinals.
Yeah, plus he catches like four balls a game. He's terrible. They're terrible. They're terrible.
Do you have a tight – let's just do a start for a tight end. Who you got start as far as
– Travis Kelce. I know Kansas City's playing, but I look at Kansas City probably to get down early. They're going to throw the ball, and Alex Smith loves a check down, so give me the big tight end in Kansas City.
Right. Jordan Reed, Cleveland, pick on Cleveland. You see them on your schedule. Put your guys out there.
Hunter Henry for the Chargers. You're playing the Saints.
But you're all in on San Diego.
I'm telling you.
They're playing the Saints. They should score like 80 points.
It should, but you just don't know.
Another one is Eric Ebron, really, playing the Bears.
Another one to not start. I know we said we're going to do starts for tonight. I got one to Dwayne Allen in Indy. He's done. He's done. I had high hopes for him. He's done. Get him off your team.
The tight ends in the Indy never really do anything.
Amount to anything.
Nope.
Tight end to sit.
Sorry, you just.
Jones. James Jones for Steelers.
Yeah, I tried to ride that train. Did not work out for me last week. Caught like one ball.
All right. What's a defense to start this week?
The New England Patriots for me.
I'm starting Cincinnati. I picked them up off the waiver wire.
This is going to be risky. I'm going to say Minnesota Vikings. You got them, start them. The way they're playing, I ain't benching them. I got them in like three different leagues. I'm playing them. even though they're playing Giants, I'm starting. The same with Denver. These are defenses you don't let. Panthers the same way. You don't set these guys.
You might just have to roll with them.
Yeah. I mean, you take your L. And I'm not even bothering on kickers. I mean, we ain't
no,
spare our time.
But sit them for defense. And I say this because last week I had the killerness of Kansas City's defense, but now going up against Pittsburgh, I've already sat them and picked up Cincinnati's defense playing Cincinnati against Miami over Kansas City.
You got to, because Pittsburgh is pissed. They only scored 3 points. They got shellacked.
Yep.
On national TV.
They're going to put up like 35 points to be bad.
They going to light Kansas City up.
I'm going to say set the Giants defense. I just playing Minnesota in Minnesota first Monday night game.
They're pretty good against the run, so you might want to second guess Jerick McKinnon until he really shows you something.
See, I've got one. In most of my leagues, I have one or the other, either Asiata or McKinnon. And I'm holding off for a couple weeks until I see one of them, until I get a better scheme of what they're going to do as a team.
All right, well, let's get into the games. Thursday night football, Dolphins at Bengals. Who's your X factor? Who wins? Go ahead. Well, you want me to go first?
X factor, Dolphins, Bengals. Hey, give me Jeremy Hill. If Jeremy Hill can get in a good running game like he did last week and he can get through that Miami defensive line, they can open up some holes for him. They should win this game hands down pretty easily.
For me, it's Ryan Tannehill. Last year, Thursday night football, you went to New England. You played one of the worst games in NFL history. When the hell are you going to step up and show that you were worth that $94 million contract that the Dolphins gave you, man? It's time to stop BSing around, man. you got to start playing. You got to start looking like you can, you belong in this league. Well, Miami just needs to move on.
Man, I really want to go with the Dolphins this game. I really do, but I don't trust Ryan Tannehill. You don't.
He gives you no reason to trust him.
Now, he's had a good season so far. I mean, you look at the –
come on, man.
What? He's been in 20 – he's, I know fantasy, he's been averaging 20, 25 a game.
His team don't win. He don't win.
I'm just
saying.
We're
talking about wins and losses.
Right, but I'm talking about how he performs. First half against the Patriots, he was bad. Second half, he played really good. He had over 300-yard passes in two of the three games he's played so far this season. I'm going with the Bengals. X-Factor is Andy Dalton. I mean, easy. The next game we'll talk about real fast, the Colts at the Jags in London.
Give me the Jags, and I'm going Blake Bortles to save Gus Bradley's job.
I mean, they need it. They are a desperate situation, but it's going to be high scoring, man. This is probably going to be a fun game. 41-37.
And I get to drink coffee and have donuts while I watch the NFL. I'm down for that.
I know it's going to start early. 9:30 is Sunday morning.
Set your lineups.
Yeah.
Get them set.
I got in trouble last year with that.
You know, I bought into the Jags preseason. I'm selling.
Don't.
I'm selling. It's three games in. I'm off the bandwagon. I'm going with the Colts. Jags will go 0-4. Andrew Luck, he's in London, man. He's going to put up some points, I'm telling you. He's an X Factor. Bills at Patriots, 1-2. Bills at 3-0 Patriots.
Bill Belichick is the X Factor. And give me the Pats, 28-10.
I think this is the – well, Rob Gronkowski said he is back 100%. And I think I could throw a touchdown pass to Rob Gronkowski. Patriots always seem to find a way, man. 20-17, Patriots.
2017. I'm going to go Julian Edelman at quarterback just because I want to see it for a half. I don't care if he does it the whole game.
You got Terrell Pryor last week. Why we need another wide receiver to play quarterback?
Because this is Julian Edelman.
Because you just want to see if Bill Belichick can do it.
We just want to see it. We just want to see it, all right? We want to see little Doug Flutie back there throwing passes again because he's about the same size. I'm going to go to the Patriots. And Gronk will be back this week. So I'm definitely going to the Patriots. It'll be a close game, though.
He's definitely the X Factor. I expect a big week, big game plan surrounding number 87.
The next game, Titans at Texans. Who you got?
Give me Houston. X Factor is going to be Will Fuller.
Houston off 10 days and then that embarrassing loss. Mariota with a ton to prove. Looks like he's regressing. No J.J. Watt. I think Tennessee finds a way, man.
Ooh.
24-21. I think Houston is still sulking in that loss to the Patriots, and they are overlooking the Titans.
I'm going to go with the Texans. They're playing at home. Osweiler's got to find that mojo this week. He needs to throw the ball. So I'm going to go with the Texans. Yeah, close one. Next game, Seahawks at Jets.
Nothing about Ryan Tannehill says take the Jets.
You mean Fitzpatrick?
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I mean, they are the same person. Trash. Just bags of trash. Starting.
I'd take Fitzpatrick over.
But I'm taking the Jets this week at home. You can't lose the next game after the week before you had 8 turnovers as a team, can you? It just doesn't work out like that.
I like that. I'm going with the Jets as well. I look for that defensive line to be the X factor going up against a broken Russell Wilson. And that offensive line for Seattle is terrible. It's so bad.
Early East Coast kickoff, too. Seattle is not even going to be awake.
It's going to be rough. Give me the Jets.
J-E-T-S.
Jets, Jets, Jets.
And it's got to be Ryan Fitzpatrick. Can you play better, please?
I am going to go with Trevor Boykin at quarterback for the Seahawks over the Jets. I'll go with the Seahawks. Because I have zero faith in Ryan Fitzpatrick once again.
Or Ryan Tannehill.
The Ryans. The only thing about the Ryans.
The only thing
Rex
I like,
Ryan,
the only
Buddy
good,
Ryan.
The only good thing about Ryan Tannehill is his wife. That's it.
Oh, now, so, let's not
come
go
on,
there.
Don't bring that man's wife into the picture.
No, she's, you know.
I mean, she's right, sexy.
That's what I'm saying. You know, we ain't going in. I ain't
not like Eric Decker's wife, but.
And yeah, she's sexy then too. We're going to. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
The who cares game of the week has to be the Browns at Redskins. I think we all agree Redskins are going to win, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
The Browns are going to find a way to lose. All right. That's what they do.
the next, we don't care game of the week. The Lions at the Bears. I'm going with the Lions, man. There's no way. I think we're all going Lions, right?
I'm
going to
abstain. Yeah. I really don't care.
I know. All right.
Hey, all I care about is Alshon Jeffries catching like 100 yards, and other than that, I don't care.
I need Matthew Stafford to have a big week for me again.
I'll watch that game for fantasy. Exactly. It literally
doesn't matter. I know it doesn't care, but we're all saying Lions.
I will take the Lions.
No, give me the Bears.
You going to the Bears?
Give me the Bears.
Right, take Brian Hoyer. All right.
Brian Hoyer, there you go.
Oh, it might be the Jordan Howard show,
Jordan
man.
Jordan Howard.
Yep.
Give me the Bears. The Raiders at the Ravens, 2-1 Raiders at 3-0.
Nice. This is a good game here.
This is so hard.
Oakland, the West Coast team coming to Baltimore. Baltimore playing with a little swagger. Flacco had an awful game, and they found a way to win. I think he has a high-level game this week. Baltimore wins 35-27.
Give me Oakland. I think Oakland's going to do this a lot this year. They're going to win a tough game. They're going to lose an easy game. They're going to win a tough game. They're going to lose an easy game. So they're 2-1. I'm going with the Oakland Raiders.
The Raiders. All right. I'm going to go with the Ravens. They don't stay undefeated at home. They ain't going to lose this game. Oakland is just a hot mess after, you know, that loss last week. But I'm going with the Ravens. Stay undefeated. That defense, man, I don't know what's going on with them, but Flacco should be able to throw the ball around wherever he wants. All right. That's the end of segment two. We got two more segments coming up. We're talking the rest of the NFL games. But first, we'll have the dummies of the week. And stay tuned. Y'all got anything else?
Nope. Good day.
Side pieces.
And you can catch us everywhere.